Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Good morning, DA. You know what, my friend? I love you to death because if there's one thing that I've learned from listening to you, is you stick to it.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, you can always stream the show using the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the radio.com app, or on Apple Music, or watch us on your phone as well at watchda.com. Well, the CTE study done by Boston University in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which was released the other day, was startling to say the least. Nearly 90% of brains studied from football players, these were deceased football players ranging from high school to the NFL, 90% of those brains had CTE in them, including 110 of the 111 brains from former NFL players. It included college players, semi-pro players, CFL players, and high school players. But of the NFL, 110 of 111 had CTE found in their brains. Joining us is a guy that was a multiple-time All-Pro and Pro Bowler on the defensive line for the New York Giants. He won two Super Bowls with the Giants, laid one of the most iconic hits in NFL history on Joe Montana in the 1990 NFC Championship game. And that is Leonard Marshall joining us here on the program. Leonard, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Let me just start with your reaction to the report that came out the other day. What was your reaction when you saw those numbers?
I was, wow. You know, but then again, I kind of knew from talking to Ann McKee and my new buddy, Chris Nowinski, at the Concussion Legacy Foundation.
Is it scary?
Very scary. Very scary. Each time I think about it, I think about the erratic behavior amongst players. I think about some of the issues and phone calls I've received over the last 15 to 17 years, how they've impacted my life, my thinking, the thought process, and those I've tried to help. Couple of them are deceased. And then again, there's guys like myself that didn't want to believe until it was proven and became factual in terms of my wellness and my ability to cope with traumatic brain injury after football.
How have you been since you retired health-wise?
Well, I've been okay. You know, my thing was, you know, I started having some issues around 07, and then, you know, I did some things about it. I started writing a book. I started talking to players and teammates. I started doing some research. You know, one thing led to another. You know, I met some great guys at a couple of companies. One of them in particular is Elixinol, which I'm not only an equity owner but brand ambassador for. And, you know, Elixinol has changed my life.
It is organic European hemp tested for the highest purity and potency. It's in oil drops, CBD oil drops. How has Elixinol saved your life?
Well, not saved it, but changed it.
Changed
it. You know, the one thing about CTE, it won't cause you to die. It'll cause you to spiral downward in terms of your thought process, especially when it comes to your emotions. You know, personal wellness, your ability to think positively, you know, the COVID life, the transition, PTSD, things of that nature. But I think the fact that I discovered hemp and the uses of hemp, I think has done wonders for me. I know for a fact it's helped me with the way I think, the way I get along with life during the course of the day, my PTSD situation, my sensitivity to light, my ability to focus, man. Focus has gotten so much better. You know, the past 2 years I've participated in some of the conferences associated with CBD. You know, and the fact that Elixinol is the largest producer of hemp and CBD in the world makes it all good, because we do the research. You know, we have the doctors on staff that have made a bona fide commitment to making Elixinol a household name company.
Leonard Marshall joins us, multiple-time All-Pro and Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion. So were you emotionally going down that spiral? Did you feel depressed? Did you ever have suicidal thoughts? How was your brain before you got on Elixinol?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, like I said, I started having issues in 06, 07, 08. I started to do some things about it, started doing some research, you know, talking to players, getting phone calls from players, players saying to me, man, I got this issue. I don't know what's going on. I don't like the way I'm thinking these days. I'm fighting with my wife. I'm fighting with my child. You know, the least little stressor that comes my way, I get a little goofy. You know, I drive to the mall and don't know why. I drive to the grocery store, forget why. You know, I get there with a list of stuff and don't know where I put it. You know, I have these issues with light in the morning. I don't sleep well at night. I'm restless. You know, all these issues all came to light. And, you know, no evidence of truth to deal with it or a way to try to deal with it until guys started discovering, you know, CBD.
What do you think?
And the usage of CBD.
What do you think about the attempts for football to get safer? Do you think that we can eliminate some of these problems down the road from players? Do you think that it's always going to happen that you play a violent sport like this and you're going to end up with brain trauma?
You know, guys, it's tough. I mean, the head is the headgear, and the head itself is a very pivotal device that's used to play football. You tackle with it, you block with it. You have to see what you hit. You can't, you know, bow your neck up because you'll break your neck. So the one thing I think that we can do is start at the bottom, start at the kids level, the 6 to 12 level. Teach them how to practice in the game. Teach them how to play the game. You know, take some of the violence out of the game and the use of the headgear at an early age. There's an organization called Practice Like Pros, which I'm part of, that's spearheaded by Terry O'Neill, former NBC executive, and Buddy Tevens, head football coach at Dartmouth. Dartmouth has played football like this for the last 12 years. Of the last 12 years, they've won 11 championships doing this. They're teaching other people how to do this. I think adopting new policies at the USA Football and policy and procedure as it relates to the way they teach kids, I think vetting the process for those who teach kids how to play football. I think you've got a lot of these Monday morning quarterbacks or these frustrated athletes that are coaching these kids that have these personal vendettas that they look to sow while teaching kids how to play the game, and that's not too cool to do that because you're teaching kids bad stuff. You know, you're teaching kids how to leg whip and some of the bad techniques to play this game, and that's not too cool. So I think if you get some of those clowns out the way and you clean up the game, and you clean up the game by starting with those who teach kids how to play the game, I think you can make it a little bit safer. I'm not going to say it'll be the safest game in the world, but they'll make it safer.
Leonard Marshall, our guest here on the show, are you worried at all about a ticking time bomb in your brain and at some point things going haywire?
God, I'm always worried. I'm always worried because it's always going to be in the back of my mind that, you know, I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those guys. I mean, I worry about Tony Dorsett. I worry about Joe DeLamelo. I worry about Mark Duper. I worry about those that have been diagnosed in other places. I worry about guys I played with. I mean, I played with some great guys, and some of these guys are very strong, confident men. You know, the biggest problem with football players is they're and real proud then, and the kind that won't tell you that we're injured. Well, I'm going to solve them up and tell you, I've got a problem. If you think you can help me, reach out to me. If you know you're wasting my time, stay the hell away from me.
Leonard Marshall, our guest here on the show. You can check him out on Twitter at LeonardMarsha7D. So without the two L's, 7-0, his number when he played in the NFL. Elixinol is the brand that he's a brand ambassador for. Two-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, two-time Super Bowl champion as well. Played more than a decade in the league in the 80s and 90s. Leonard, it's always fun when we get to catch up. Unfortunately, this is not the most fun subject, but I always appreciate your perspective, man. Thanks so much.
Fellas, thank you so much, and I appreciate it, and I hope that you continue to follow this story.
Leonard Marshall, our guest here on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.